With more people out of work and supply lines to grocery stores disrupted, food banks across the state are struggling to feed the thousands of families they're seeing while keeping their staff and volunteers safe. At a time when fresh produce is needed most, a Western Mass food bank is breaking ground with a new farm. WBUR's Andrea Shea has this story this morning.
Food banks and pantries across Massachusetts have closed their doors or cut hours, but the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts is open, and Executive Director Andrew Morehouse's crew is working hard.
We've already seen a 23% increase in the demand for food, and that was only in the month of March.
In a typical month, Morehouse says the food bank supplies 90,000 people with 12 million pounds of food. He predicts need will continue to skyrocket along with unemployment claims. That's why he says a partnership securing 142 acres of farmland couldn't have come at a better time.
We need to get food out to people who are hungry, and ideally healthy food. And there's no better healthy food than that which we grow right here in the Pioneer Valley, the breadbasket of the Commonwealth.
Morehouse says about 1 million pounds of Pioneer Valley produce go through his food bank. Now, two farmers will harvest tens of thousands of pounds more for the state's most vulnerable communities, including veterans and people with disabilities. While the new farm is the food bank's second, John LeBeau, commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Agricultural Resources, says the arrangement is novel.
They will lease out these farms to growers, but the rent, the lease payments will not be made in money. It'll be made in harvest.
LeBeau's agency distributes state funds to food banks through the Massachusetts Emergency Food Assistance Program. He calls this a timely win-win, not only for hungry families,
but also to the mission of the food bank, and it's very supportive to the activities of these commercial farmers who have to make a living in order to do what they do.
Especially as food systems continue to be upended by the coronavirus crisis. The farmers will also sell their organic vegetables to high-poverty school districts. While the new food bank farmland isn't producing crops yet, Executive Director Andrew Morehouse says it will be come July.
And honestly, even if the virus passes sooner than that time, the economic impact of COVID-19 is going to be with us for some time, I'm sorry to say.
But Morehouse says planting season has begun and potatoes are going into the ground this week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.